Now, for Rav, the Yama, Rav himself is the one that said before, Lenitzra Choela, Leshedrov, the Gulgulis, Shein Behem, Roivat Samis. I tell you, Rav himself can't bring any proof from here. Because Rav himself said the reason why the Mishnah has to repeat itself, that the Shedrin of Gogolus is Tamei, it means the Chiddush that even though it does not have a Roivat Samis, that's why the Mishnah repeats itself and says that if a Nazir goes into the same room where there's the Shedrin of Gogolus, where there's the backbone and the skull of a mace, the Chiddush is, even though these two bones does not add up to a roiva or kav of atzamas, and usually less than a roiva of kav of atzamas is does not have tumas oil, still, when you have the whole backbone and you have the whole gugurlus, that makes a tumas oil. So that's why our Mishnah says separately that there is a tumas oil. That means if you just come into the same room that has the shedrin of gugurlus of a mace, the nozer is tamei, and its seiser is nazirus. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, where you have the complete Shedra and the complete Gogolus, that even though these two together are less than a roiva of a kav, that usually there's no tumas oil, if you have other, comes from other bones, but where the bones are from the Shedra and the Gogolus, they do have a tumah. But it could be only when you have a complete Shedra and a complete Gogolus. But our question is, if you have the bones chopped up, and you only have a revius of a kav, maybe that has no tumah soil. So therefore, you can't bring any proof from our Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Venechnami bosu the shomer Rabbi Akiva." That Rav has said this last thing is after he accepted it from Rabbi Akiva. But that Rav wanted to bring a proof from the Mishnah was before he accepted it from Rabbi Akiva. So exactly what does this mean that he heard it from Rabbi Akiva? Tosfos against Arichas here, exactly where does he get it from? Wamshan Tosfos take it out of the Gemara, it doesn't belong here. You know, Tosfos puts in a pshat, it goes according to Mazutra, Marukva. But I call upon him, Rava does not bring a proof from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah alone, there's no proof. It could be that maybe Revius of a Kav, of a Revius of Kav, if the bones come from the Shedrin of the Gogolus, maybe there is a Tumas Oil, that maybe a Nozer is Soiser. How come the Mishnah says a Shedra and a Gogolus, there the Chiddush is, even though it's less than a Roiva of a Kav. So it could be both Dinam are true. If you have a complete Shedra and a complete Gogolus, that makes Tumas Oil, even though it's less than a Roiva of a Kav. But when you have the bones chopped up though, maybe then you need at least the Revius of a Kav. Could be. So Toshima, come in here. We have like we had before a Chiddush, Shammai Yoimai, Oimer, Shammai is a machma that says, Etzem Echod, Min Shedra, if there's in the room only one bone that came from the backbone of a mace, Oimin Gogolos, or else only one bone from the skull, not even the whole skull, just one bone, but as long as this bone came from the skull, that is a Tumas mace, and Shammai holds that a Nozir is Megaleach. So that's Shammai's Chumra. So the Chur, according to Shammai, of course, if you have a roiva of a kav, it would have tumah. Zumar says, no, Shammai, Shammai, I tell you, Shammai, halach is different to machmir tvei. He's a big machmir. According to Shammai, of course, madach one bone has tumah, avad, if you have a whole roiva of kav, would have tumah. But according to the Rabbanan, it would not be that way. Zumar says, no, just the opposite now. If so, lishot mino, let's be pushed from Shammai, that Taima de Shammai, the Machmir. Why is this halacha? Because Shammai is a Machmir. Well, the Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, I tell you, Adika Chatzi Kav Atzamos. It could be, according to the Rabbanon, maybe only if you have a Chatzi Kav Atzamos. Notice this Chumra only goes according to Shammai. But maybe, according to the Rabbanon that argue on Shammai, they don't hold from these Chumras. So they hold when the Mishnah says you have to have a chatzi akav, it means that in all cases, even though these bones come from the Shedra and the Gogolus. So Mar says, no, what kind of proof is this? Dilma, maybe, ad kan le pligi rabbonin alei de Shammai. When do the rabbonin argue on Shammai and say that there's no tumas meis, ela b'yetzem echod? Maybe only when you only have one bone from the backbone, or one bone from the skull, that's nothing. That does not have tumas oil. That means if you're only in the same room with that bone, you don't become tamei. But it could be aval b'roivu atzomis. But maybe if you have a revius of a kav of bones that come from the shedron, from the gogolis, is afilu the rabbanim moedu. Maybe the rabbanim do agree that then there would be a tumas oil that even a nasa would be megaleich. So again, from this case, you have no proof. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Zekeinim or Rishonim, the first Zekeinim, the first Tanoim used to say like this. Miktsosanoi Oimrim, some used to say that Chatzi Kav Atzomis. There's a new halachom that had an etzem, the bones of a mace. If you don't have any basar, just the bones of a mace, how many bones do you need in the room to give you a tumas oil is Chatzi Kav Atzomis. You have to have a half of a kav worth of bones. And the same thing, v'chatzi lugdam. And who are din by dam? Now that we have a dam of a mace, if it's in the room, that we say there's a tumas oil, even though you don't touch the dam, just you're in the same room and has a tumas oil, that's only if you have a chatzi lug, not a revius like usually, but you have to have a chatzi lugdam. So they learn l'choil, applies to all halachas. Not only to Tumas Nazir, but to anybody. Nobody becomes Tomei. If you go into a room that there are bones of a mace there, unless you have a Chatzi Kav Atzomis, unless you have a Chatzi Lug of Dam. That's what some wanted to say. Vashem Kain, Reva Atzomis, if you only have a quarter of a Kav of bones, or else Revias Dam, you only have Revias of Dam that came out of a mace, Loi, there's no Tumas Oil at all. That's what some Rishonim wanted to say. Loy lakoil. It means nothing. Ol miktsasa no yoimrum, but other shittas held like this. Others of the Zkenim Rishonim held that af roiv atzomis no, just a revius of a kav of atzomis, a roiv of atzomis, or else revius dam lakoil has tumas everything. If you have a revius of dam in the room and you go in there, it's matana you. Whether it's nageya to a regular person to become tamei or whether it's nageya to a nazir. If a nazi goes into a room that there's a revius of a dam of a mace there, or there's a revius of a kav of atzomah's bones from a mace, you become tamei and it's oiser. That's what some rishonim said. These are the zkenim or rishonim. Now our Mishnah says a difference. Our Mishnah says here that true, regular tumas mace applies by a revius. If you have a revius of dam, or revius of a kav, it's in the room. Anybody that goes into that room becomes tamei. There is a tumas mace by revius. Just our Mishnah says a nazir. The chiddush is that when does a nazir become tamei that it's tzeiser as nazirus? Only if you have a chatzi kav. So our Mishnah makes a difference. But these rishonim so far did not make any difference. Either they held that you need a chatzi kav for everything, whether you're a nazir or a regular person, or else they held no, a revius of a kav is enough. For everything. But it did not make the difference like it says in our Mishnah. But, Bezdin Shalach Reyem, the next door, the next Bezdin Omru, they said that there is a difference. That Chatzi Kav Atzomis V'Chatzi Lugdam Lakhil. True, if you have a Chatzi Kav Atzomis V'Chatzi Lugdam, it makes you Tomek for everybody. Zai for a nausea, Zai for a regular person. If you go into the room that has a Chatzi Kav Atzomis, or else a Chatzi Lug of Dam, you're Tomek. Reiv Atzomis, Revias Dam, Letrum of the Kaddishim. They hold there's a difference now. If there's only a Revias of Dam in the room, or a Revias of the bones in the room, then true, you become Tamei Boyel, Nageh to Truma. Then if you're a man, you're a Kayin, you can't eat Truma. The Kaddishim, you're Tamei, you can't eat Kachim. Avodah the Nazir, V'yais the Pesach. But not if a Nazir, if a Nazir goes into this room, even though there's a revius of a dam there, there's a chatzi kav atzomis there, he is not tzeiser as naziris. Who then a person that has to bring korban pesach that day? It's erev pesach. And erev pesach in the morning, you go into a room that is only a revius of dam there or a revius of a kav there, you don't have tumah. You're allowed to still bring a korban pesach. That's what these achrayim said, the bezdin shel achrayim, the bezdin afterwards. Zemora says, now, Michti, let's see. Ein achrash, lishus machras. And the Chorot Zakash, how could the Bezdin Shel Achrayim say a third shita? Like, how do they have a right to argue on the shita so Rishonim, on the Kenim or Rishonim? Like, the Kenim or Rishonim held either you need a complete chatzi akaf for everything, or else a roiva is enough for everything. So how could the Beis Din Shel Achrayim make a new pshat now to say that there's a difference? That for Nazir you have to have a chatzi akav, but for Truma, for Kodeshim, it's not for Revias akav. Like how could they argue on the Rishonim? That's why he says, Hayo Tamidim, O Parach V'ein Achrosh Shlishis Machras, Basra. Or the Mastis Nachra, Mastis Nosim Deilus, Kebez Nachra in Sfirulay. But while the Ochi Yuchasa, that's the question. Like our Mishnah, says like this Beis Din Shel Achrayim. It sounds like this Leishita. Shkuda Kashris, how could they argue against the Rishonim? The Rishonim did not make this chiluk. So how could the Achronim make this chiluk? So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Mipi Shemu Amru. That these Beis Din Shel Achrayim said it, they didn't make it up themselves. They themselves maybe can't argue on this Kainim or Rishonim. But they said it over, Mipi Chagai Chayim Lachai. They are Makabo from the Nevi'im. They had this Kabbalah from the Nevi'im that there is such a difference. So once you have a Kabbalah from the Nevi'im, that's a different story. Then they have a right to argue on the Rishonim, and that's why our Mishnah Taka holds now like this Beis Din Shel Achrayim. Now the Maisa Mishnah says that for a Nazir, you have to have a Chatzi Akav. That for a Nazir to become Tami and Sois, you have to have a Chatzi Akav. But for a regular Tumah, for a regular person, it's enough for a Revi'ah to the Kav. So kids, our last shayla again, we will not push you this last shayla. Whether you have a revius of a kav of atzomis that come from a shed renegal girlis, by a nozer, as he told me, does he say so, we're not push you the shayla. Then the Mishnah says, aleilu ha-nozer megalech. These are the tumis that if a nozer comes in contact with them, or the oil from them, he becomes so tummy, he becomes tummy, that he says so is nazirus. So Gemara says, aleilu dereisha. What does the Rashi say, Lashon of Elu, these? Like, what do we come to exclude? Lemute etzem kisayra. It comes to exclude that if a nozer goes into a room, that there's only a bone, one bone from a mace there, it does not have tumas oil. Even though if you touch a bone of a mace, it's metamiyu, it would be soyser, even the size of a bali. But for hilchas tumas oil, it's not enough to have an etzem kisayra. Why? The almaga v'yamasoyin, if a nozer, anybody touches the bone, either you touch it or you carry it, you do become tamay. But the alahiloi, that is a din of oil, that you're just in the same room, under the same roof, with a mace, loi, then you don't have this chiddush of etzem kisayra. If you have a bone, the size of a bali, is not matam yubi oil. Then you have to have either revia sakaf for normal, and for nazirus you have to have a chatzikaf. The alelu the sefer, what is the end? The Eil the Sefer says these are the ones that he's not. Is Lamute Evan Hasuchuchis. It's come to another case where Nozu does not become Tomei, and Evan Hasuchuchis, a stone that's sticking out. Now the Gemara Shabbos says in the case we have a gedda there, you have a gate, and there are stones sticking out, three stones, and you know under one of these stones there's a mace, and the Nozu went through one of them. And we have a doubt whether he went under the stone that really has the tumor or not. So since it's a suffix, that's a locha, that by a nazir does not have the tumor. So that's what's my mind. So mayit, this tumor of an evin asuchechas. An evin that's sticking out is not metama or nazir. Then the Mishnah says, v'chatzi kavat somas. That's the chiddush, that when does a nazir become tumor that he's faced with nazirus? If he goes into a room that has inside of the chatzi kavat somas. That's how many bones of a mace you have to have. So again, so